Okay, so maybe a little bit prickly across the divide today at Sport Next at the conference that's been held in Melbourne. Yesterday, Visit Victoria Chief Executive Brendan McClements laid claim to the 2027 Rugby World Cup, the key matches there, two semi-finals, third versus fourth, and the final, for the sheer scope and size of the MCG. And then along the way, he floated the idea that maybe the NRL Grand Final, if it's searching for a new home in the government squabble, would be most welcome at the MCG, and Peter Volandis would be silly not to look at that. And Volandis, ever the opportunist, I'd love to hear from Brendan. It could be an option for us. Andrew Voss across the divide between Melbourne and Sydney, which might be as wide as it's been in a while. Hello to you, Vossy.
No. McClements, go to hell. You're not getting... No. It's not happening. Now, I know Peter Volandis is playing... Good morning, Jared. Good morning, listen.
How are you?
I know Peter Volandis is playing the game. We've had a change of government as recent as last weekend. It is now a Labor state, as with all the Australian mainland states. Chris Minns is the new Premier, a Bulldogs fan, Canterbury Bulldogs fan. But as for Peter playing the game, Melbourne Grand Final, no. This is just my humble opinion. Look, you can have the special events, you can have the Origin, you know, one Origin every so often and a test match and what have you. But the Grand Final of the domestic competition, I'm afraid, I know we had to adjust to COVID and we had to do some different things, but if it's not Sydney, it's Brisbane, and I'm one who subscribes to a cycle, and I don't know whether this could happen, that I'm just going on sheer mathematics, that basically a quarter of the competition, or just less, is from Queensland. So once every 4 years, Grand Final, Queensland, Heartland, Brisbane, and all the others are in Sydney.
So what would be so wrong, Vossie, with staging the game in front of 100,000 people at the best stadium in the country?
I would say because of the locals, I don't think they earn it. I don't think they deserve it. I think there is only one team in Melbourne. I think that the Grand Final should be made a little more accessible than taking it to other places. As I said, I don't mind an Origin, and that's a three-game series, one in Adelaide, because there is always one in Sydney, and there is always one in Brisbane, and that will be forevermore. But the Grand Final is a one-off event. It is the celebration. It's the pinnacle. It's the game that you all hope your team strives for. That I don't take it away from the heartland. Maybe I'm too much of a traditionalist, you know, born and bred Sydney, and I know I'm coming across the divide, but I'm being very protective of it. That no, I don't want the Super Bowl model of going to highest bidder. I reward the heartland, the person who buys the jersey every single week. And goes to a wider rugby league market. They're the people I reward rather than the city that has a bit part involvement in rugby league.
So I suspect there was a cheeky element to what was said yesterday, because the real game is the 2027 Rugby World Cup. And when the case is made that across those four peak games, the MCG represents the biggest possible crowd, and it would seem to be excused from the cultural aspect that you just said. This is a one-off special event that will gather people from around the world. Is the MCG the most logical home for those key games at a Rugby World Cup?
Well, can I be perfectly frank? And I've been in the privileged position of calling rugby league or sports that are based on rectangular fields at some of the best stadiums in the world. I mean, I've called it Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, 80,000 capacity. I've called it Old Trafford. It's a better product on a rectangular field and where you are in those dimensions. The MCG is not that. As much as I have liked the event, could I ever say that I've walked away absolutely loving it when it's played at the MCG? My straight answer to you, and I'm not trying to just poke the bear here or be antagonistic, no, I haven't. I don't think it's the best way to display the product. You may get the bigger crowd number, but that is what it is. It would be a better number. And that number, would they enjoy it more than 80,000 in a rectangular stadium? My answer is no. It's a game that it's best watched in a purpose-built stadium, not a stadium that just caters for bigger numbers.
So the Olympic Stadium right now, the Acor Stadium, is the rectangular sport better showcased there than at a full MCG?
Yeah, I believe so. Yep. I believe. I mean, it might. Pardon me, mind you, you've still got getting all emotional.
Yes.
You've still got a nosebleed section to a degree, and I have sat up there and watched, and I often find it some of these big stadiums that you end up looking at the big screen more than looking, and the screens have got so damn big at the grounds now. I don't know whether you've seen what's at a Coors Stadium, but it's entirely, it covers an entire end. I think it's in excess of 60 metres long, the screen. So you do find yourself in the nosebleed sections of stadiums watching the big screen maybe more than live. But I still think the rectangular stadium, again, I'm drawing on my experience from an Old Trafford, which is, you know, 80,000. It is rectangle. You are close up, and I've done three World Cups now at Old Trafford, the Theatre of Dreams. To me, that all of those have been better than the experience of State of Origin at the MCG.
I think there's merit in that, Vossi. I would counter. So I remember going to a Bledisloe test that had 90-plus thousand Australia and the All Blacks, and that was an incredible atmosphere that I reckon compensated for the fact that the game is further away from you than it would be. Yeah. I think the thumping big crowds for Origin have done it justice. And I do think the Socceroos have had great moments at the MCG, notwithstanding that. I'll concede to you the point on the viewing spectacle, but sometimes I think there is a broader aspect at play, is the environment, the atmosphere that is generated in that ground. Is, I do think that part of it is superior.
Okay, all right. Well, this is where we will stand opposed. But I will say the Volandis comments, you need to understand, or our listeners need to understand the full picture here. It is a real game of chess at the moment with the change of government, and he has not committed. The new Premier, Chris Minns, is not on the same page when it comes to suburban ground renovation. And we have three or four clubs with their hand up that under the previous government there had been promises made or pledges made, and now they seem distant. And the new Premier has come to the platform and he's more education, hospitals, what have you, not sporting grounds. And I don't think the new Premier is going to jump on board and make priority suburban football ground development anytime soon. So I think Peter Volandis is playing hardball there, and there's going to be a bit of argy-bargy. But I just speak from the angle of rugby league, if you will, purist, traditionalist, born and bred Sydney, that I reward the heartlands, and the heartlands are New South Wales-based and Queensland-based, for my biggest domestic competition day.
All right.
The grand final.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't argue the toss terribly much there. The drawing power of sport in Melbourne, though. So I think the best, we've got like for like. The Socceroos, 20,000 or 20,500 Parramatta Friday night, a Tuesday night fixture in Melbourne, 27,000. We just get more people to key sport than happens in Sydney.
I will say this, and this is the big pat on the back for the Melbourne Storm. I've never not liked a single night of covering rugby league in Melbourne and doing a Melbourne Storm match. And I've always said, and I make no apology to people in Sydney or people in New South Wales or Queensland, that they could learn something off the Melbourne sports fan. And by this, I mean the Melbourne Storm sports fan that are dressed, you know, they wear the colours proudly. And you know, and that's the same through the AFL, everyone, be it the doctor or the brickie or the kid or the grandma, they all show the colours. And I think you guys do that better than perhaps we do in rugby league. And that's why I've always liked coming to Melbourne. You really feel like you are going into enemy territory. This is Melbourne's house. And I think it's a great night. And you know, a lot of our listeners in New South Wales haven't been able to go to a club game down there. But I would say it's a great experience going to a Melbourne Storm game. But again, Amy now is the rectangular stadium. And it's a great boutique stadium, I would call it. And when it's got a good crowd, it's a fantastic venue for both. I'll tell you from a commentary point of view, great place to call from, Jared. And obviously I haven't been a crowd member at an Amy Park game, but I think it'd be pretty good. There wouldn't be a bad seat in the house there.
The Australian Grand Prix is this weekend, Vossi. It's going to draw about 450,000 fans. Is Adelaide still has the chip on its shoulder for the race that they lost. It's been through a slump and is now resurging here. Sydney has had eyes towards the Grand Prix at various stages to pinch it. What about to watch it? This is such an interesting event on the calendar. Is it the Melbourne Grand Prix or is it the Australian Grand Prix?
The Melbourne Grand Prix, Jared.
Okay.
The Melbourne Grand Prix. And I'm adamant on that. I don't think tongues are wagging in Sydney about, with great interest about, the Melbourne Grand Prix, the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. Of course, The Grand Prix faithful love it, and it's the Australian Grand Prix, and of course their interest will be tenfold this week. But to those on the that only have a, you know, a moderate interest, if that, they're not talking Grand Prix because it's out of sight, out of mind. It's in Melbourne, so no, it's not going to draw a lot of attention. I can't believe, you know, if you're talking about Australian Grand Prix showing it off the best, surely, you know, driving across the Harbour Bridge. would far surpass anything you could offer, Jared. Come on, let's be serious.
You'd be apoplectic shutting those roads for 4 days. You jailed a woman who shut it for 10 minutes. Would you go closing everything down from Wednesday through to Monday?
Oh, we'd adapt, Jared. We'd adapt. You know, you saw that it was, I mean, the Olympics in Melbourne are a long time ago, mate, 1956. The 2000 Olympics still regarded as the best ever. I mean, we operated beautifully in Sydney, and I think we'd handle the Grand Prix here. And as I say, pictures to the world, what would you rather see? Albert Park or Sydney Harbour and the Harbour Bridge? Come on.
I'd rather see 450,000 there than what Sydney might dish up.
You're coming at me today like a bean counter, Jared. you've degenerated into just a straight-out bean counter today. The sports fan cap is off. The bean counter hat is on.
I'm not sure I'm winning. So here's a little collection of what's coming through. I'm with Vossi. The NRL Grand Final shouldn't come to Melbourne. Yes, we would go, but we don't have the passion like the Northern States do. Camps from Chirnside Park. No, Jared, let the Northern States keep their marquee events. Big rugby in all forms should be in Sydney and Brisbane. Vossi's right on this one. Suncorp Stadium is the best stadium in the country for rugby league. Melbourne's infatuation with crowd numbers knows no bounds. Rectangular sports at oval grounds don't work. Vossi is spot on. And Philip, let's not get into bed with Peter Volandis, please. We're better than that in Melbourne.
As I say, he's a great operator, Peter Volandis, and it is a game. And at the moment, we've got a bit of a battle between the Codes, Rugby League and Rugby Union over a high-profile signing. So there's lots of argy-bargy happening at various levels. But trust me, this is all about pressure on a new government. It's in a bigger picture. Throwaway lines. As said, Grant Fallon and McClements, is that his name? He wish him all the best for me.
I reckon you've probably carried the day, Vossi. So let's just wrap up with, we chatted this morning in Sydney, the highest paid footballer in the country is going to be amazing. Now a rugby union player.
Amazing, isn't it? The young man's name is Joseph Swali'i. Exemptions were made so that he could play first grade before his 18th birthday. That was a special exemption. He's now only 19 years of age. He's played just a little over 30 first grade matches. He played at the World Cup for Samoa, so he got to play in the World Cup final at Old Trafford. Tremendous talent, $1.6 million worth of talent. Good luck to him. You know, absolutely do not begrudge him earning that. But if I'm paying the money, is he worth it? No, he's not. I don't believe he, like, take Joseph Swali'i to the Melbourne market to get more eyeballs on rugby union. I will say, with the greatest respect, zero impact. However, if you signed a bigger name, let's say Cameron Munster was a, and I'm just throwing this out hypothetically, an absolute established superstar of rugby league cutting through into other markets, yes, there would be interest. I'm really keen to see how he goes. But Joseph Swali'i, no. I think way over the odds, but who could knock back a 19-year-old getting a, who could knock a 19-year-old accepting a contract of $1.6 million a season for 3 years? Wow, that's quite extraordinary. Good luck to the young man. But he was a rugby league junior. His rugby union came into being during his high school years at one of the GPS private schools in Sydney at King's, and then he was signed by rugby league. Rugby union could have got him for $200,000, $250,000 3 years ago. Now they're signing him for $1.6 million. Good business. I say not.
good economics, though. Vossi, terrific. A nice session across the divide for sustainable office furniture. Why buy new? Visit sustainableofficefurniture.com.au. Thanks a lot.
What about that? At the end, I turned into the bean counter. What a hypocrite I am.
Andrew Voss, the voice of Rugby League, 1170 SEN breakfast host. Matt in Gembrook. I've seen many rugby and soccer games at the MCG, and the rectangle inside the oval goes somewhat unnoticed. I would go to an NRL grand final even if the Storm weren't competing. New South Wales and Queensland are just sooks because they know we can do it so much better. And Vossi, all Jared is doing is showing that more Victorians show up than New South Welshmen. James, the fellow bean counter. 0433 98 11 16 across the divide on a Tuesday. Why buy new? If you're looking for sustainable office solutions, visit sustainableofficefurniture.com.au.